Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Former Philly and current team ambassador Mickey Morandini. And Mickey, there'll be a reunion coming up this weekend with that 93 team. It's one of the most fondly remembered teams, not just for Philly's history, but I think in Philadelphia sports history. How flattered are you that so many people continue to talk about the great memories of that year?
Very flattered. I mean, going into that year, we were, all the major publications had us coming in last place. And for us to start out the way we did, get the fans behind us and play the way we did pretty much from day one, it was a remarkable season, a lot of fun.
That was a team that platooned a lot. You had a great platoon situation with Mariano Duncan. What was it like working with him that year? He, of course, had a World Series in Cincinnati. Certainly looked like the two of you worked very well together in that platoon.
We really did, and Mariano crushed left-handed pitching, and I was very good against right-handed pitching, so it was kind of a marriage made in heaven there. And then you had Inky and Milt in the outfield, and Eisenreich and Wilt Chamberlain in right field. So, the leader of all that was Jim Fregosi, and he explained to us how it was going to work, and we all bought into it and worked out real well.
On that same subject about playing for Fregosi, I know Harry Callis always said, the perfect manager for the perfect team. Certain managers are certain fits. What made him work so well with that group that year?
Well, one, he played in the majors for 18 years, so he knew what it was like to be a player. And what made it work was he just let us play. We went out, we did our thing. And another thing that made it work was we had an in-clubhouse leader, a guy by the name of Darren Dalton, that really took control of that clubhouse. And he kind of, all the issues that we had, he would take care of them internally. And then if there was still a problem, then Jim would come in and handle it. But Jim just, go out, play hard, play the game the right way, and Jim just, sat back and watched.
You just mentioned Darren Dalton. Obviously, every time you have this reunion, it's always a lot of fun. I'm guessing there'll be some heavy hearts this time, knowing that Darren Dalton lost his courageous battle with cancer and he will not be here with you this weekend.
No question. It's going to be a little bit bittersweet. Obviously, we're all very excited to get together and reminisce about that great year, but not having Darren there, there's something empty that's going to be missing, and we obviously miss him dearly.
Let's go back to that Game 6 we talked about in 1993. You beat the Braves at the Vet to win the pennant. You had one of the key hits in that game, the triple that knocked Greg Maddux out of the game. Talk a little bit about that bat, because I remember you got down 1-2, then you were able to get the ball into the right field corner.
Yeah, I was pretty successful off Maddux throughout my career, and he threw me a lot of changeups. As good of a pitcher as he was, his changeup was his bread and butter, and he threw me one the pitch before that made me look kind of silly, so I was kind of thinking he was going to come back with it, and I was still a little bit out in front of it, but I got enough of the barrel of the bat on it to hit it down the right field line. And I think at the time the score was 4-2, it made the score 6-2 or 6-1, and obviously we went on for that Game 6 victory.
We mentioned that knocked Maddux out of the game. The fans were doing the mock tomahawk chop. What was it like being on the field, standing on third base after that moment? Just the Vet was practically shaking, and it's still 4 innings to go, but you pretty much got the pennant wrapped up.
I know I was shaking, that's for sure. I mean, 60,000 screaming fans doing, like you said, the fake tomahawk chop. Looking back on it, obviously it was a big hit, but man, what a memorable game, what a memorable moment, and I was just glad to be a part of it.
You, of course, got to the World Series with that hard-fought series with the Blue Jays where Toronto wins in 6 games on the Carter home run. In Game 6, you guys came back, took the lead. Was there a sense if you got through Game 6, especially with Danny Jackson going the next day, and I get the sense some of the Blue Jays were concerned about it, that your chances might have been pretty good in Game 7?
Yeah, we felt real confident if we could win Game 6 that Game 7 was going to be ours. And, everybody looks to that Game 6. I know we lost it, but we kind of look back at I think it was Game 3, that 15-14 game where, we were up several times with big leads and couldn't hold on. That was kind of the key to that whole series.
People always talk about you with the 93 team. Do people ever bring up a certain play against Pittsburgh in 1992? Not too many players got to make unassisted triple plays in their career.
Yeah, it comes up a lot. I was the first second baseman during the regular season to turn an unassisted triple play. I was the 9th overall to do it. And I didn't realize the importance of it at the time. I just realized I got 3 outs on one play, and it was a close game at the time, and went into the dugout getting ready to to move on in the game and get an at-bat. But the reporters came up to me after the game, and I don't think I had a very good game offensively. I was wondering why everybody was coming up to me. And they explained to me you know, how rare that feat was. So it was something I'm very proud of.
One more back to 93. One of the key moves late in the season was bringing up Kevin Stocker. Were you and Mariano Duncan maybe the best beneficiaries of having a guy with a glove like that at shortstop the rest of the way?
No question. He came up and really gave us a boost at shortstop. If we had a weakness coming into, you know, All-Star break there, it was our shortstop play. And Kevin just came up, and I remember Larry Boa telling him, just catch the ball. Don't worry about what you do offensively. And he actually went out there and did a lot of things offensively real well, too. So he was a big boost for us.
Finally, we know you're still working with the organization. What are your thoughts about this current team? They're in a bit of a slump right now hitting-wise, but obviously you played some pretty strong baseball so far. What do you like from what you've seen of this Phillies group?
Yeah, I like what they're doing. Yeah, it's a tough road trip, and it seems like any time a Phillies team goes out to the West Coast, it can be rough. But they're playing good baseball. They've got good, young, quality players. What's impressed me the most is the starting pitching. We knew what Nola and Arrieta were, but Pivetta and Velasquez and Eflin has come in and done a nice job. The starting pitching really has been the key to the season so far.
Well, it should be a very fun weekend. Big series for the Phillies against Milwaukee, and it is always fun when the 1993 Phillies get together again. Mickey Morandini, thank you so much for joining us, and enjoy the festivities this weekend.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.